On a rainy day, an old cemetery in the middle of Muncie seemed forlorn, forgotten, and abandoned.
When I heard about this and heard that there were veterans buried here and that they just drove their machinery straight through the cemetery, destroying everything, I was appalled and I wanted to do something about it.
For his Eagle Scout project, Brian Negrin set out to repair the damage that heavy equipment did during a construction project next to the New Hope Christian Cemetery.
Several rows of tombstones were taken down.
Some of those headstones stood for more than two centuries.
There are 9 war veterans buried here. They were from the Civil War, War of 1812, and the Revolutionary War.
Negrin has pulled the weeds and cleared the trash. He's putting in boxwoods, a flagpole, and a patio. He's having the headstones repaired, and the Lions Club will honor the veterans with bronze plaques.
I believe that it's a big part of this town's history, and the fact that they would just destroy it the way they did is appalling. It's disgusting.
Rockland County Veterans Affairs Coordinator Jerry Dinellen.
Well, I think it's terrific. Anything that honors our veterans is very much needed.
In Muncie, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. On a dreary, rainy day, the old Muncie Cemetery looked like a place that time forgot, with weeds and tilted, time-worn headstones.
The original settlers of this area are buried here.
Brian Negrin has adopted this piece of Rockland County history, so to speak. For his Eagle Scout project, he is restoring the final resting place of these early colonists and patriots.
Lewis H. Dunsbury, Peter C. Van Houten, Peter S. Van Orton, those are 3 big names from this area. They were from the original settling families.
There are 9 war veterans buried here from the Revolution, the War of 1812, and the Civil War. Sadly, during construction at a neighboring lot, heavy machinery plowed over some of the headstones.
Some of them just, you know, pushed down flat. Some of them broken into 6-7 pieces.
Negrin is having the headstones repaired. He's pulling the weeds and clearing the trash, and the Lions Club will honor the veterans with bronze plaques.
We're just trying to, you know, make it nicer so that it's not so disrespectful to the veterans, you know, that are buried there. You have to respect these people for what they've done. You have to respect your history and know that there is history in this area. There's history everywhere, and you just have to be careful about what you're doing.
In Muncie, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.